for people that are unfamiliar with the Chevrolet Good Deeds Cup, what can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I'm very happy to return as an ambassador for the Chevrolet Good Deeds Cup. It's already our fourth season, and over that time, there was over 1,000 good deeds that were conducted in local communities across Canada, 300 only last year. And for me, as a hockey Olympian, my career with the national team of 16 years really inspired me to want to get involved and give back and organize programs for girls to engage in sports, because I truly believe in the value of sport can have on someone. And this is really what this program is about. It's about inspiring good. And it teaches Canadian Pee Wee hockey teams, so 11, 12 years old, that they can be active members in their community and they can be difference maker. And Chevrolet really believes in the values that we can learn through hockey. Hockey is a sport that really rallies Canada. We know that we can learn about respect, the strong work ethic, perseverance, and make lifelong friendship. And I've been able to be part of this program and really see how the kids realize that they can make a difference. And it's truly inspiring.
So what goes into the entire process over a couple of months? A lot of teams submitting videos and stating their case, just from start to finish, sifting through all of that and deciding on the teams that ultimately are awarded.
Yeah, there's an incredible process that goes through it, and we don't take it lightly. It's very difficult to choose a winner. And right now, the Pee Wee hockey coaches, they can visit the website, which is www.chevroletgooddeedscup.ca, and they can register to receive a coach's kit. And in that, they will receive more information about the program. They will receive a coach's board, a Good Deeds golden puck, and stickers. And then they are invited to submit their video entry of their team performing a good deed from November 2nd to January 13. And then on Hockey Night in Canada on January 25th, we will announce 11 regional winners. And they will receive $2,000 for a charity of their choice. And then this is when we want Canada to be involved and vote on which ones are their favorite good deeds. And after that, on February 9, the top three will be named. And for them, there will be $5,000, again, for the charity of their choice. And I've been part of all the celebration, and that's truly special. Whoever's going to win on February 29, it's a very difficult decision. I'm part of the panel that gets to decide. But we will go in the community, have a big celebration, and the winners will have their names on the beautiful Good Deeds Cup, which is the size of the Stanley Cup. And they will be able to donate $100,000 for the charity of their choice. So really, we want Canada to rally around that, and we want teams to be creative. You know, it can be whatever act of kindness that bring good around you. It can be volunteering at a local food bank, a retirement home, shoveling snow when the winter comes, or even raising funds for someone in need, someone fighting an illness. And it's incredible how much this action for a team can act as a team building. And we're early on in the season, so I think it can be a great activity for a team and for young people to realize that, hey, we can become the leaders of tomorrow, and it starts now.
Carolyn Ouellette, four-time Olympic hockey gold medalist, ambassador for the Chevrolet Good Deeds Cup, joining us here on Sportsnet today. Rob Wong and Josh Goldberg with you here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. It's been a busy last couple of months for you, Carolyn. Of course, you've got the Good Deeds Cup going on right now, being an ambassador for them. But you were also recently coaching team nights at the most recent Dream Gap Tour stop. And as we know, no players that are part of the PWHPA this year are going to be playing any pro leagues in North America. How optimistic are you about the future of women's professional hockey right now over the next couple of years, and will we see again a pro league where some of the top players in the world will be able to take part?
Most definitely. And you know, what gives me the most hope is the product on the ice is great. I feel like every year it's faster. The players' skills are improving every year, and why is that? Is that girls start playing the game earlier, they are better coached, they are better trained. And I'm really happy and glad to be part of this movement. I have the utmost respect for the players that have united through this difficult decision of not playing in a league this year. I really believe that the future of a pro female league in hockey goes through a partnership with the NHL in the same way that they have in the NBA. And we see now, after a few years, the WNBA is really thriving. And for me, girls hockey or women in general are the biggest untapped market for hockey. If you grow the base and you attract more girls to be interested in hockey, they will be just as interested in following the Montreal Canadiens or the Toronto Maple Leaf as their female professional hockey team. And, you know, to me, there's so many men that have the privilege to play pro hockey in many leagues across the world, but sadly, no women are able to at this day. So really hope that corporate Canada, that corporate groups around the world will invest in a future for female athletes, whether in hockey, but in other sports where we want to give the same opportunities for girls and boys to engage in sport and make a living out of it.
In the last couple of weeks, the 2010 Canadian Olympic women's hockey team was named to the Canadian Olympic Hall of Fame. You're a decorated athlete for Hockey Canada, won 4 gold medals. Obviously, the one on home soil's got to stand out. So as you think back on that, getting that nod into the Hall of Fame, what do you remember most fondly about that 2010 Olympic run back in Vancouver?
Certainly, that was one of my best hockey memories. It was just an incredible, incredible experience. Just to go to the Olympics, first of all, is amazing, but to go in your own country in the sport of hockey, I'll never forget those moments. And for me, I think that's where everything shifted, where we really gained respect for female hockey, where people, millions of people, started to pay attention to our sport, started to know our players. And you know, a funny example that I like to tell about that is I feel that after Vancouver, when we came back home, there was the same amount of young boys than young girls that would want to take a picture with Marie-Philippe Poulin, with Kim St-Pierre, with our Olympians. And I think instantly we gain respect from all Canadians and from around the world. And as far as the team, you know, that was a high-pressure situation. You're at home, you just beat the Americans 6 games in a row. But we were so well prepared. We had played 60 games in preparation for that final game. We had seen every possible situation so many times. And our athletes were just willing to do whatever it took. Our best players were blocking shots. And, you know, it's funny because our youngest player ended up scoring our 2 goals, and she was just this incredible, young, promising athlete and a great, great teammate. So it was really a fun team to be part of and a team that cared for one another.
Yeah, it was definitely a great moment for hockey fans in this country, and the Canadian women's team has provided a lot of those for this country over the years. Carolyn, we really appreciate the time today. Good luck with everything that you're doing at the Good Deeds Cup, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Robin. Just